Who are you?
Satire.
That's nobody. Not no one.
Really?
He's very funny.
Sounding intelligent, but not yet equivalent.
I'm the only one here today not getting paid.
You see what's about to go down?
No.
Do you see what's about to go down?
No.
Do you see what's about to happen?
No.
Would you like some drugs?
Give me some.
I think you're going to really enjoy the experience.
In fact, Sally may never be able to forget it.
Sally and Joe ran down the hill to help.
Oh, hey, Joe.
I'm Joe Biden.
You came up with that one, Joe. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Just look at the condition of this room.
There was doo-doo feces thrown all over the walls.
There was poop up to the ceiling.
Great. How'd you like it?
Oh, it was great.
How do you like it, Mrs. Blunder?
I thought it was beautiful.
And I have this beautiful present to deliver to you.
It was a gigantic train wreck.
Monster scorpions have swarmed around the wreckage, creating havoc.
And you can tread on serpents and on scorpions
only at McDonald's.
This month, you can go to McDonald's to check out the
painful, burning, feminine itch.
For a limited time, find a plate of bones starting at $7.95.
Plus, free car wash.
More of everything you crave, like three great tastes of
eggshells and corn cobs and other stuff.
That's all you'd need.
But I need a strong cleaner.
Clean underarms and private areas daily with
applesauce
and ceremonial swords.
Gretchen's head has come off, and June wants Mother to fix it.
No, you don't need to do that.
For heaven's sake, don't just sit there thinking.
Destroy your brain.
Use any sharp knives.
And just put them up in your nose forever and ever.
This will be quite frustrating, and you will probably feel more uncomfortable.
Most have been stabbed. Some had their necks broken.
And let's face it, accidents do happen.
But it happens to your brain.
We've simply got to get rid of our minds.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
Well, I just don't know, but I tell you what, though.
Your brain is full of
delicate fabrics.
It's all cotton.
And it's shattered into trillions of pieces that flew everywhere.
It turns out your brain does stuff like this all the time.
But you gotta think.
I can't do it.
And neither do we.
You know something?
No, I don't.
I know something.
And yeah, I really do think.
Oh, I don't think.
Don't you think?
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Very, very frightening.
For example,
Johnny Mathis.
Like nothing better than little pigs. Especially with a
rocking chair
in their mouth. She.
Now, try this new way to accent your figure.
Keep the spine as straight as possible.
Push up clothing when possible to see what may be strapped to the body.
Perhaps we need
a giant dildo.
Take your little toy and play somewhere else.
You must carry it with you anytime you are on the job.
There's another method which can be used for either men or women. Tell your parents to buy
Gorilla ointment.
Rub the ointment well into the skin of the penis.
Then carefully smooth it over her face.
When I next saw him, he snatched the door open and had a blue steel revolver in his hand.
I asked about the sex.
He asked me to forcibly insert the
revolver
up her ass.
She agreed, nothing but trouble.
He asked the farmer,
do you want to end up with AIDS?
Yes, I do.
Well, then I'll try to go down.
Down on the shaft, oh, maybe about 2.5-3 inches.
Why don't you take off your pants?
Look what I've got.
Here's the penis.
I can't wait to put it in my mouth.
Pop, 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 date in my mouth.
Put my dick in your mouth.
I'm gonna fart so hard. Oh my god.
It's time to blast off.
Your tail, Mrs. Cow, is certainly fine.
I'm not embarrassed, nor am I ashamed.
It was a brutal surprise attack.
Just weeks before the attack, he told a friend that Satan appeared to him in a vision.
And he cried and said,
those plastic trash bags are going to deteriorate.
Satan is such a liar.
What do you think about the rest of his behavior?
He is one of my heroes.
What do you think about Dick Cheney?
He saw how easy and pleasant it is to eat
empty buckets of glue.
What do you think about
my entire ass?
Your tail, Mrs. Cow, is certainly fine.
Then Mrs. Beaver offered the bluebird her flat tail as a sled.
No, I'd rather stand, thank you.
But what do you do if the customer's response is no?
Just killed her.
And then?
The Undertaker would have another customer.
He was dead in a few seconds.
It's a win-win situation for Kmart and the customer.
However, in an emergency, your manager may choose to make a call for a customer.
Hello, I'm Mr. Ed.
Today, Ed will become a killer. And here's his weapon.
A bicycle.
As you can see, the boy makes the correct decision and chooses not to ride his bicycle.
I don't feel I'll ever be the same again.
Now let's go over it once again.
No!
I can't take this shit!